This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this extended Thanksgiving Day weekend. And joining us as our first guest will be my friend Jerry Springer. Later on in the hour, actor Hal Linden will be here. We'll be chatting with financial expert and best-selling author Patrice Washington. Next hour, from the syndicated show Tamron Hall, Tamron will be on the program. The very beautiful actress and model Angie Harmon will be joining us from SEAL Team on CBS, John Savage, and we're going to talk toys for the children with a toy expert, our friend Elizabeth Warner. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today. We're going to pause only momentarily, but we'll be back with my first guest, one unbelievable guy. That would be Jerry Springer with Ron Segi today.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-896-8242. 800-896-8242. That's 800-896-8242.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today, and you have no idea how happy I am to hear this man's voice on our show. He used to be with us a lot of times, and he's been one busy man, and I'm so glad that he's back, and now back for a second season in national syndication for his show, Judge Jerry. We're going to talk about a lot of things with our friend, Jerry Springer. Hi, Jerry. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
I'm fine. Thanks, Ron. Thanks for having me. And, being a judge now, You know, my wife said to me, she says, you know, honey, this is the first time in your life that I've ever seen Jerry Springer and honorable in the same sentence. she nailed it.
Well, I must call you an honorable Judge Jerry because we just had a Supreme Court, some kind of a justice on a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I was a little intimidated. Are you ever going to run for the Supreme Court? I mean, there's rumors going around, you know that.
Oh, I'm sure I'll be appointed.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure. Who's going to appoint you? We don't know, but you will be appointed.
I don't think Trump will.
No, that's for sure. Yeah. You know, before we talk about the show, which you do a terrific job, and I'm so happy that you're in the second season, I got to tell you something. Now, you and I have done this show many, many times in the past. There are some things that I didn't know about you, and I didn't really have them in progression. Can I run down this? And I don't want this to sound like Steve Allen said to me one time, like an obituary, okay? So.
Yeah.
Let me okay. First of all, you were born in London in a Highgate tube station because of the bombs of World War II. You successfully fled Eastern Europe and the Holocaust. I mean, I know you've done everything.
Yeah.
Degree in political science at Tulane University, a degree in law at Northwestern University, a lawyer in Cincinnati, ran for Congress in 70. You turned to local government, Cincinnati City Council for 5 terms, mayor of Cincinnati at age 33. Ran for Ohio governor. You were an anchor at a TV station, well known as an anchor man. You went on to do both a talk show in Chicago and in Cincinnati, going back and forth, back and forth. Then, of course, the show. Then the autobiography, Ringmaster, which was turned into a feature film. Then The Simpsons. Then the wax statue of you and Madame Tussaud. Then being elected as one of 10 most fascinating people. Then in the movies. Then in, of course, Dancing with the Stars. Speaking at Oxford University. Then became a theater actor. Had a Broadway appearance. An opera in London. Can you sing, Jerry?
Oh, beautiful four spacious guys.
Jerry,
when I sing, people get involved because they have to guess where the notes were supposed to have been.
Well, the reason I asked you if you sang is with all of these accomplishments and singing, you're a bigger full package than Elvis Presley. You know that, don't you?
I was going to say I'd rather be Elvis, but not now.
No. Bad ending.
I loved. I was part of that generation. Sure. I grew up. We all wanted to be Elvis.
Yeah, we sure
and,
did.
I still miss him.
The way I feel some mornings, I feel like I'm him. Be honest with you, but that's another story. So tell us about.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You're terrific. You are everybody's friend. You really are. Now, the second season in the syndication, Judge Jerry, this is a great show. I assume by just looking at you on TV, you are having one hell of a good time.
I got to tell you, I really, really love doing this show. I mean, my other show, which, is running for 28 years now. I mean, obviously, that was fun, but adults could do it. I mean, you didn't have to have any kind of a brain. But doing this show, I have to study the cases.
Yeah.
And so it's like being back in law school again or being back at a law firm. So I really enjoy it. I thought at this age, I'd be retired. But now all of a sudden I have a reason to get up every morning, and it's exciting. I love it.
Well, you know, the thing that gets me is that you are so believable in so many different venues. I mean, when you do something serious, when you're, a lawyer and you're serious, a newsman when you're serious, the Jerry Springer show when it was much lighter, now you have a combination of having to be serious, but you still have that tinge of showmanship in you as a judge. I mean, I can't imagine our Supreme Judge is doing what you do.
No, well... to put me in the same sentence is not fair. What was the movie that was? My mind's blank.
I think it was Scare.
I just saw it was really good.
I did too.
Oh man, I can't think of the title. But anyway, I am no.
Well, you
I
know,
knew. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. You're going to use.
The Kennedy one.
The Kennedy one.
Oh no, it was Lloyd Benson.
Lloyd Benson.
Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's, the vice presidential debate in '88
with Quayle.
Dan Quayle.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
When Dan Quayle was saying, "Well, John Kennedy was only 30 something or 40 something," and Lloyd Benson turned to him and said, "I knew John Kennedy. John Kennedy was a friend of mine. You are no John Kennedy."
And, I remember that distinctly because I'm a presidential buff. I have a replica of the Oval Office in my home. That's how far I've gone.
Oh, that's great.
But I got to tell you, there is a comeback line to that. Quayle just wasn't fast enough to pick up on it, and I certainly am not going to go in that corner. But now, when you get these decisions that you have to come to, how difficult is it? I know this isn't the electric chair or life in prison decisions, but how much is a prey on your mind? Because I've often wondered when a judge makes a decision that truly impacts the remainder of one's life, it's got to be something that preys on your mind 24 hours a day. I mean, I don't know how you'll get rid of it.
Yeah. Well, it's first of all, this is small claim.
Right.
And the thing with it's even though the issues could be just as complicated, the dollar amount is less. But a small claims court is also a court of equity. what I mean by that is it isn't just statutory law. It's also what is fair and just. In other words, you can throw that into the equation. So it's not just a matter of looking at the whatever local ordinance they have in that state. I also try and see what is the fair thing, because not all laws are fair in every situation.
Right.
You know, sometimes your sense of justice is offended by having to apply a particular law when, you know, you're really going to hurt this person and they don't deserve to be hurt. So I kind of mix that. I kind of, the way I go to it is, what just, if I were their father or if I were their grandfather, you know, their parent, what, you know, what would I, how would I deal with this? What would I say to them? If it's time to be stern, I'd be stern, but always caring and always, you know, wanting not to hurt the child.
Sure.
Or the person in front of me. So I start on that basis and then see if there's a law that I can apply which would let me come to that result. Now, that's not the way the Supreme Court has to act, mm-hmm. or a federal court, or even a court of appeals. But at the at this level of small claims, when you're often dealing with people that don't have a lot of money, that don't, you know, don't have all the resources, they're not showing up there with an attorney that can use every trick in the book.
Right.
I think, you know, it's kind of the responsibility of the judge to be a little protective of these people as well, not just, you know, slam the book at them.
I think one of the, and I'm certainly in no position to say this, but I don't have the experience or the expertise that you have in this arena, but it is kind of a lesson learning type of thing before you go in front of a judge. I mean, you just don't want to be thrown in a slammer someplace. It does call for some kind of rehabilitation. But, you know, it sounds as if you have a lot of pre-trial preparation for the show versus, you know, your other show.
Oh, well, the other show, there was no preparation because I wasn't allowed to know what the show was about. So when they sent me out there, you know, and you always see me holding the card, all the card has on it that I hold are the names of the guests. But I never know what the subject matter is or what their story is. That's why the first question in every segment always is, so what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And then they start telling me the story, and my job in that show is to listen to their story, make some jokes, and bring out the next guest. So that's all that, you know, I was being paid there to try to be funny,
yeah.
You know, not based on any preparation, because I'm not supposed to be prepared for that show.
Interesting. People would wonder how you're not prepared for a show, but you did it with great ease and confidence. And our guest is Jerry Springer, talking about his second season of Judge Jerry. We're going to ask him what the difference between a show that's unrehearsed and one that he has to prepare a lot for, which is totally another ball game. Well, we're going to pause for just a few moments, but we're going to come back live all across the USA and around the world with our special guest and longtime friend with Ron Segi today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Our special guest has agreed to stay with us for another segment of our show today, and that is our friend Jerry Springer. His show, Judge Jerry, is now in its second season already. Seems like it just started in syndication nationwide. Check your local listings for time and station. Last segment, we were talking about not rehearsing for the Jerry Springer show compared to the work that he has to do in preparing for Judge Jerry. And Jerry, how does it differ between the two shows?
On the court show, yeah, we tape every other week, and we do 35 cases a week.
Wow.
And on the off week, they send me the cases so I can research them, because these people come from all 50 states, and each state obviously has different laws, different ordinances,
sure,
from their whatever community they're in. And so the off week is when I'm doing the research, and then we hear from them, the witnesses and the parties, the week of the taping.
But you know, Jerry, there is an immense amount of talent when it comes to doing things off the cuff like you did with the other show. Because, I mean, look at shows like the old Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. A lot of that was off the cuff. That takes a real talent to be able to go out there unscripted and do something and make it work. And, man, you did it excellently. I mean, you are just so good at that.
You're kind, but you know what? Most people are like that. If you think about it, when you're out with your friends, you're constantly, you know, you have quips and comments, and sometimes they're funny and sometimes they're interesting. And it's just, if you can forget that there's a camera there and just talk to the person, that'll come out naturally.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, I would argue, you know, it's good to be a nice person, I guess, but it's not a particular talent. And I think if you go into it thinking, boy, I'm going to have to perform, you blow it, because it doesn't come across as sincere. Just go out and be yourself as if you were talking to, you know, your spouse or your friends at home.
So, for example, when you say my spouse, because my spouse, you know what it is? And I know, Jerry, that you probably fall in the same category anybody who's ever gone in front of an audience has, where you sit down with your wife one day and say, listen to this line. You're going to love it. I'm going to use it tonight.
Yeah.
And you're done with it. She says, are you finished? You know, and then you don't want to say it to anybody. When you go, you know that.
You are right. Oh, man, yeah.
You don't ever try that material on your wife. Do you still have a home down here in Florida?
Yeah, Sarasota.
Sarasota. I performed the last few years with a 15-piece orchestra doing a tribute to Dick Clark's American Bandstand. And
oh,
I was
man.
Just there. I wish I'd have known it. I'd have had you come over and say hi and promote the show.
Oh, man, yeah. So you're doing a Dick Clark kind of show, or?
Well, I'm a singer, so I have a 15-piece orchestra and backup singer behind me.
Oh, man, Ron.
And I do
That's
all
great.
The songs from the 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, anywhere from Elvis to Del Shannon to Neil Diamond and everything else.
Oh. Right. What am I thinking? I went blank. Of course you do. Yes.
And I was just down there, just a couple miles south of you. Next time I go in that area, I will have to ring you up so that you can be there.
Oh, yeah. And I'll come up and we'll do Elvis together.
We'll do Elvis together, or we'll do the national anthem like you were doing earlier.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I think I'll go with Elvis.
You could be a hunk of Vernon Jerry, right?
Yeah, but if I do the national anthem, people will get up all right, but they'll get up to leave.
You know, it's funny you should mention that, because a dear friend of mine is Lee Greenwood, and the last song that we do on the show is God Bless the USA.
Yeah.
And I told him, you know, it's a great song. Everybody stands up, but it's a really, really, really sneaky way to get a standing ovation, okay?
Oh, I know. I know.
They're standing for the song, not for me.
Me singing My Friend the Witch Doctor. That doesn't get a standing ovation. that won't do it.
That's great. Yeah, I got to ask one quick question. I know you're on a busy schedule.
Yeah.
Back to the days when you had a show in Chicago and in Cincinnati, you made that commute every single day, Jerry?
Yeah, 5 days a week.
Wow.
That got to be too much. I did that for about a year and a half, and then, you know, that's when I stopped doing the news. I'd done it for 10 years and just devoted full time to the show.
Yeah.
And, it just became too much to do both. And the company, because it's, for them, a bigger revenue maker, wanted me to do the show. Yeah. So,
you know, Jerry, I know that you've probably been asked this a million times about going back into politics, but I mean this sincerely, okay? I mean, I don't want you to do that because I have too much fun watching you entertain.
I'm too old.
Well, plus the fact everybody wants to still love you, and when you go into politics, that sometimes doesn't
matter. No one loves you anymore. That goes.
That goes out of the door. But I tell you something, out of all the field presently in the Democratic field, you'd be the front runner in a New York heartbeat. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, well, I don't know that, but but we need someone on the other side to run against him.
Yeah.
I don't know that. I was hoping, actually, I'm not a Republican and I'm not conservative, but I was kind of hoping Romney back when.
Yeah.
And I did a podcast on that. I said, look, I'm not a Republican. I'm not conservative. But for Republicans who just, you know, can't take the president's behavior, Romney should run.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's as conservative as you can get.
Right.
You know, and you don't have to make excuses for behavior or some of the craziness. And but now, of course, you know, with his vote, you know, it would go nowhere. But he should have challenged him. No one challenged him in the party. They all just went away. And now it's his party exclusively.
Well, he could certainly win the favor of the Democrats right now.
He could win the favor of the Democrats?
Yeah.
Well, they probably want to run against him, but they've got to get, you know, their view is, or the Democrats' view is, but if they run someone that can be labeled socialist, whether or not it's true, that will all of a sudden change the conversation.
Right.
And that's how, because people will be arguing that.
No,
we'll see
how good you are at that. You can do that. You can sing. You can dance now with Dancing with the Stars. I'm telling you, you're the full package. I mean, you know, God forbid something ever happened to you, they're going to have a tour of your home like Graceland. I mean, you're it, man.
Well, I'll tell you, if I'm looking for an agent, I'm going to call you. You're great. Thanks, Ron.
Hey, Jerry, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you.
Take it easy.
Okay, my friend.
Okay.
Bye-bye. I tell you one thing, I really enjoy when he's on the show. We hadn't talked to him in a very long time, too long, and he's back again with Judge Jerry Springer. We're all hollering in the studio, Jerry, and he'll be back with us before you know it, because now that his show is up and running and he's got a lot of things to talk about, he's always welcome here. We're going to pause for a second. We invite you, though, to check out our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get to that site, check out our latest show on demand 24/7. And as Jerry and I were talking about, you can check our website for our concert tours, which are going to be starting after the first of the year, hopefully, at segisings.com. And we'll be right back with more.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020 Safe.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Iran has vowed retaliation over the killing of one of its top nuclear scientists. In a statement Saturday, President Hassan Rouhani promised an aggressive response to Friday's assassination. Representative John Garamendi says the U.S. needs to be prepared for whatever Iran's response may be. The California Democrat tells Fox News Iran may try to retaliate diplomatically.
Right now, obviously, we are and we must be prepared for some sort of retaliation. What it will be, my guess is it will be something that will be pinpointed. It might very well be in the diplomatic area, not in the military area. And so we need to be prepared on all of these.
Iran has blamed Israel for the killing with backing from the United States, something that Israeli officials have denied. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And all around the world, it's Ron Segi today. I believe that after, I guess, 27, 28 years and 19,000 guests, I'm not sure, but I believe this may be the first time that our guest has been on the show. I don't know why, but we've been long overdue. He's quite a talent. He's a Tony Award-winning actor, singer, musician. He's with the Rothschilds, which was a great show, The Gathering, and, of course, still in syndication, seeing just about every day, Barney Miller, joining us right now with a brand-new theatrical release that's going to open in 25 markets, is Hal Linden. Hal, welcome to the show. It's good to have you here.
Pleasure, sir. A pleasure. And I'm sorry I'm late.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm sorry we didn't get together earlier.
27 years, you know.
27 years. I've been asking, can I get on Ron's show? No, all right. We'll do it.
Keep asking for the next 27, okay? Because there's got to be a break in the action someplace.
That'll also be kind of exciting, considering how old I am.
I think you're going to be doing this on Cloud 11, okay, if you understand.
There you go.
At least I hope we will be. Hal, tell us about this. This is a great premise for a movie, and as I mentioned before, and we're going to tell everybody how they can find this, because obviously we want everybody to go out and see it. It's a great premise. You play a grandfather in this, do you not, Hal?
Yes, I do. I am a grandfather, so that wasn't the hard part.
That wasn't a stretch.
But the story is really about the grandson.
Right.
Ryan Ochoa plays my grandson, who is an art student, wants to be an artist, is constantly drawing, or as I say, doodling, and doesn't see a way to get into art school because his father says community college is all they can afford.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets an assignment to do a project, a multimedia project, about in a historical event, and he kind of accidentally discovers that his grandfather had a history that he had never told anyone about. His grandfather having been a Holocaust survivor, and Holocaust survivors are not they're reticent,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
and understandably so. You know, a lot of pain going on, and the brain kind of puts it in places where you don't think of it all the time, self-protection. And the picture is about his getting the story out of Grandpa and putting it on into a multimedia package and finally showing his product. And the family is, like most families, not all that communicative between the generations. And that's normal, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all want to establish our own generations. I remember I did it. I wasn't going to listen to the music my father listened to and dressed like he did and cut my hair the way he did. And,
right.
And the language. Every generation has its own language.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not easy to get the generation together to accomplish the project. But it seems that art can be more eloquent than words, and the art of the boy is what brings the grandfather to tell a story, and the dedication to the project is what brings the grandfather to actually finally tell his story, and the boy does accomplish it, and we have a... In the end, art brings the family closer together. That's about the whole picture.
Well, I still want people to go see it now, just because you gave that description. But you know, Hal, you bring up an excellent point of view here. I think a lot of times, especially from the generation of the Second World War, but I think even in today's situation, sometimes when there has been a catastrophic event in their life, they don't want to talk about it. I mean, I've known people that are in the World War II, and Americans that were fighting in the war, that don't want to talk about it. And I think it's sad, because I can remember my father many times wanting to sit down and talk to me when I was like 15, 16, 17 years old about when he was a little boy. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't care about this. I got to go out and ride my bike, drive my car, go
there you
to
go.
Girlfriend. I don't.
That's what I mean. You're trying to establish your own identity.
Right. And then...
And the problem is, as I say, there's nothing... that's common.
Mm-hmm.
But... what have you lost, you know?
Yeah.
What gets lost? History, experience, wisdom.
Right.
A lot of things that can make your life better gets lost and the thing about it is that a lot of it, of what the past can educate us about is still happening.
Yes.
I mean, you said it's difficult to remember. We just, you know... or we don't want to talk about it.
Right.
Look at what's happening with the Me Too movement.
Right.
And what's in the headlines today.
Yeah.
You know, are reticent to talk about this painful part of their memory.
I think sometimes that's the reason why we keep on making mistakes, because philosophically speaking, you don't know what you're going to do today and tomorrow if you didn't know what happened yesterday. And I think that's a problem we have. I really do. This is the second venture that you've been in that addresses the Holocaust. It's, you know, the movie now, which is called The Samuel Project, which is kind of cool because we're talking about fathers, and my father's name was Samuel. And also, The Gathering.
It also had to do with remembering the Holocaust and keeping it in our minds. Which philosopher said, "He who does not study history is doomed to repeat it"?
Yes. Oh, boy, that's a famous saying. And that's right. So
and
true.
That's so true. Mm-hmm. And we keep repeating our history. We keep making the same mistakes over again because we don't study what happened in the past.
No, that's exactly right. I'm a big proponent of that. By the way, I want to remind everybody that the name of this movie, again, is The Samuel Project. And I happen to have here, how you can find more about it. You go to Facebook.com/ The Samuel Project Movie, or Twitter at Twitter.com/ The Samuel Proj. You'll learn about the 25 cities that it's in right now, all major markets too, I might add. There's something, Hal, that I did not know about you, okay? And that is, I didn't realize that you were a clarinetist and a vocalist. Uh-huh. Do you still pick up the clarinet?
Yes, I still pick up the clarinet. I still do. I still concertize. Not as much as I used to, but still at it.
Somebody told me that the reason that you left the music business was because the music that was changing in the 40s and 50s, you weren't really that fond of, so you decided to go into acting. But it's a tough thing to walk away from music, you know.
Well, it was the end of the big band era that did it for me.
Right.
I was enamored by the greatest of the last big bands. I'm not talking Dorsey and Don Miller. I'm talking Stan Kenton,
right,
Woody Herman.
Right.
And those bands that really were taking big band jazz to new heights. And when I went into the Army, it was the height of the big band era. And when I came out of the Army, they were all gone, and it was the beginning of rock and roll. And it was early rock and roll was not my I just couldn't bring myself to it. So I tried the theater, and look what happened.
Yeah, and a lot has happened. And you know what's very nice to see is a talent like yourself, so versatile. Here you are doing many serious, like the Rothschilds and the Gathering, on stage, and then turning around, and I didn't realize, too, that Car 54, or Are You, and I know you're on Search for Tomorrow, but then go into comedy with Barney Miller, and being so successful with 8 successful seasons in syndication right now, I mean, that show is a versatile talent. And I say that honestly, Al. I'm not trying to puff you up a little bit. It's a great, great talent that you have to be able to do both and be believable in both.
You might even say jack of all trades, master of none.
No. See, I don't think that's the case. I think you are the master of them, too.
After a while, you get to, you know, if you keep working at it, you can get pretty good at stuff. And I've been working at it a long time, so.
It's funny you should say that, because somebody said to me a few weeks back, and it's not the first time, they say, "Boy, you know, when you go on the air, it looks so easy." Well, if you've been doing it for 50 years, if you've been digging a ditch for 50 years, you better have a pretty good ditch. But, again, the name of the movie is The Samuel Project.
Perhaps. Seek it out, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Be in an art theater near you.
Yeah. There, again, is the website, facebook.com/ The Samuel Project Movie. And you do have to seek it out, but it's worth seeking out because it's a great presentation. And it's family-oriented, right, Hal?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's make a pact here, okay? Let's not wait another 27 years to get back together again, okay, my friend?
Okay.
Okay.
A pleasure.
Okay. Thanks, Hal, so much. Good luck with the movie, and look forward to having you back, okay?
Bye-bye.
Hal Linden has been our guest. Well, what a talent. Really, a very versatile talent. And, you know, he can do serious stuff, comedy. He's got a new movie called The Samuel Project. You got to seek it out. But when you do, you'll find a movie that you'll love to watch. And, of course, Barney Miller is still in reruns all across the USA. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Today, live all across the USA and around the world, well, the Christmas season is here, and we have someone with us, a friend of our show, that's going to shine some light on how to, you know, really get the big, big bang out of the holiday shopping season, because she knows how to do that. In fact, she is the author of several books, one being, and I love the title of this, Real Money Answers for Every Woman, How to Win the Money Game with or Without a Man. Well, there you go. Settles that argument. Joining us right now is Patrice Washington. Hi, Patrice. How are you? Nice to have you back.
Hey, Ron. It's good to be back. And I'm glad you still love the title.
I do.
I like it.
I love that. And you know what? When I was, I think all guys are like this. When you're young, you know, you think, you know, to have a girl that you know, depends on you and you have to do stuff for her. As you get older, that changes. You know, go out and do it yourself. And they do it, and they do it better than the guys do it, thank goodness. I've always said that. So this survey that was taken most recently by the MasterCard Holiday Sentiment is very enlightening on what's happening in our society today and the impact that it has on shopping. So what are some of the highlights of the survey, Patrice? And by the way, I love that name, Patrice. That's beautiful.
Thanks, Ron. Okay, so here's the big takeaway for this MasterCard Holiday Survey. What we're seeing is that it proves the amazing resilience of American consumers, right? And not just the consumers, but also the businesses who serve them. So the MasterCard Spending Pulse has forecasted U.S. retail sales to actually grow 2.4% as compared to last year. So that's good news. And the Spending Pulse revealed the 20 largest U.S. metropolitan areas leading retail recovery. So I think it's good, right, to hear growth, recovery. That's what we want to hear.
Now, is there a slant more to online shopping than big box stores because of the environment? And also the convenience.
Well, yes. So the MasterCard Spending Pulse has definitely revealed that people are shopping earlier and they're shopping more online. But here's what's really been getting me. This is the one that I love to talk about, Ron. I love to hear how conscientious shoppers have become, right? So two-thirds of consumers say they plan on supporting small businesses this year. And I know if you're listening and you're a small business owner, you're excited to hear that. Three-quarters also say we want to support women-owned businesses and minority-owned businesses, which is also really, really important and something I'm not sure that we've seen to this magnitude.
When you're talking about a small business, I think a lot of times people think a small business is like two or three people, and that is a small business. But a small business really sometimes are hundreds of employees. Am I incorrect in assuming that?
You're absolutely right. You're right.
Okay, so now how do you really find small businesses? I've never asked that question to you before because, you know, I went to a very quaint little town last night outside of Orlando where I live, and it was terrific, and there's all small businesses. But how do you normally find them if you don't kind of walk those towns?
Well, you know, there's tons of great resources and directories that highlight small businesses online. So I would say wherever you are in the nation, if you're looking for small businesses to support, just Google. Google's my best friend. I don't know about you, Ron, but Google local small businesses and then insert what it is you're looking for in particular.
Okay. Now, a lot of people are looking forward to this holiday because normally a holiday is very stressful. However, I think this time around it may be not so stressful. It might be a reprieve, if you will.
Yeah, so people are really looking to unwind and looking to lower their stress. So here's one way I've been sharing with people that they can lower at least the stress of the holiday shopping, because we know what that can be like. I don't know about you. I started in June, but most people are just now starting, and here are two quick ways that they can reduce the stress. Look into MasterCard Click to Pay. Have you heard of this, Ron?
No, I have not.
So MasterCard Click to Pay is a really great way for people to ditch all those pesky passwords when you're trying to shop online, and you're doing it because you want it to be convenient, but then you get stuck with all the passwords you forget. Click to Pay allows you to register your card online, and it makes it really simple, convenient, and secure to go through those checkout processes online without all the hassle. So I think that's one way we can lower stress for sure.
You started your Christmas shopping in June. You might be the you might be the perfect woman. You know that, don't you?
Well, didn't I write the book, Ron?
Yes,
I wrote the book.
You certainly did, and you apparently are practicing what you preach in that book. There's no question about it. What about priorities this year, okay? Because a lot of people say, I'm just going to kind of restrict this to my family. I don't know if I'm going to do something for employees or fellow employees or my boss. Is that a trend?
Well, what we've been seeing, actually, is that 59% of people are saying, I'm going to spend the same or more than I did last year around this time. And that might seem like, well, wait a minute. Why would people be spending more? They should be restricted. But they're saying, you know what? I've been in the house all year. I haven't been moving about as I normally would, and I haven't been making the spending, the purchases, that I would normally make in the course of a year. So I want to shift the dollars that I can to boost the morale of my friends and family. So I think people are actually going outside of just their immediate family. They want to cheer up family. They want to cheer up friends. They want to put a smile on the faces of the folks that they love because It's been a long year. It's been a hard year.
As a result of this survey, and I think this is a very comprehensive one, too, that you do each year, is there a particular thing, a message, some kind of notoriety that we can take from the survey and try to put it into our everyday lives?
I think so. I would definitely say that, you know, city centers and main streets have always been like the lifeblood of commerce in the U.S. And for many people, it just doesn't look the same. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel the same. It doesn't look the same as years past. But I would say something to take away from this holiday shopping survey by MasterCard is really to understand that as Americans, we are still extremely resilient, and so are the businesses that serve us, and that we should take as a good thing, that there's still growth and we're recovering.
You know, Patrice, I'm happy to hear you say that shopping has not gone backwards this holiday season, because with all the concern about money issues that the general public has expressed over the past, you know, 9-12 months, it's nice to see that they're not letting that get in the way of consumer purchases.
They're not. They're not. And I think it's really great, again, for small businesses, women-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses to know that as American consumers, we really want to continue to support and stimulate that growth.
Along with many other books, our guest has written the book, Real Money Answers for Every Woman, How to Win the Money Game with or Without a Man. You're talking about confidence and smart thinking. That's the name of that book, and that's what it entails between the two covers. Hey, Patrice, it's always nice having you here. Now, where can we go for more information on this and get the book, too?
It's always great to be here with you, Ron. And for more information, you can head to MasterCardContentExchange.com. That's MasterCardContentExchange.com. And you can always find out anything about me at PatriceWashington.com.
Sounds good. Patrice, have a wonderful holiday. Look forward to talking to you in the new year, okay?
Absolutely, Ron. Talk to you later.
Okay, happy holiday, Patrice. Patrice Washington has been our guest, financial expert and best-selling author. And we're going to pause for a second, but there is more to come with Ron Seggi today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Alaroot. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
On this extended Thanksgiving Day weekend, that wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi Today. And I'd like to thank our guests for joining us, and they include my pal Jerry Springer, actor Hal Linden. He's 89 years old. You know, he sounds great. And financial expert Patrice Washington. Next hour from the Tamron Hall Show, you got it, Tamron Hall will be joining us, the beautiful actress and model from Rizzoli and Isles, Angie Harmon will be here. One of the stars of CBS TV SEAL Team, John Savage, and we're going to talk toys with Elizabeth Warner. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi Today. So stick around.